Courtney Hole. I love her.
Courtney Love.
I know her band was Hole.
Yes. The reason for the song is that it is Chocolate Cake Day. It's the reason so many federal buildings are closed today and the kids do not have school. It's Chocolate
Cake Day. What's on your show schedule?
There's no mail.
That would be chocolate cake. It's Chocolate Cake Day. So I put some on my schedule to remind me of that. We'll talk about all the good things that go along with Chocolate Cake Day in just a little bit, but I need to tell you that Hannah and Dane are here from Flavor HD.
Ooh, I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're very popular.
Yes.
There's a restaurant concept across the street at the Nordstrom building that fascinates me, and I don't know if this is a new trend or what it is. There was a restaurant up there in the food court that went out of business. So instead of just leaving that space open and blank, what they do is every day it's a different restaurant. It's a restaurant from somewhere around Chicago that comes in, sets up for the day.
A pop-up
restaurant, and it's fantastic.
Now, the name of this concept, it should be like Indecision.
You know, Indecision.
Something kind of clever like that. I love the, when you came in and told me about it, and the fact that the name of it, or even just the fact that you can get your head around the whole thing is so elusive. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the name, Bill? Like, I don't know. Maybe they change that every day, too.
It's like an exclusive club that I normally would not be allowed to go to, but I'm allowed in on this one. So what they do is they post as you walk up to it. There's a huge menu in the front at the very beginning, and then they make maybe six or seven of their best dishes or their most easily traveled dishes. And then they bring whatever drinks are indigenous to, you know, like sometimes if it's a Mexican restaurant, it'll be either Mexican beer or that
margaritas.
Soda. Yeah, sometimes.
They have liquor?
Yeah, sometimes. It depends on what the restaurant is.
Everything is sometimes,
Wendy. Well, yeah, because it would depend on the owner's license.
You never know.
Right.
Okay.
Right. But I love this because more days than not, you know, especially because it's a food court, you're used to the same six or seven. And every day it's a mystery. It's fantastic.
And every day I look at what he brings back and I'm like, what is that? Oh, it's jerk chicken.
And it's
good. It's Wow Bow.
No, it's really good.
What do you love most of it? Because you are, if nothing else, a variety is the spice of life guy. Do you love just that whole Russian roulette of eating? Like, I have no idea.
I love not knowing because I believe I could ask somebody who works there to give me a schedule of what's coming up. I don't want to know. I want to be surprised every day. And more days than not, I think I've only turned it down once or twice and gone with it six or seven times in the last few weeks. It's great.
What'd you turn down? You don't have to give the brand of it, but what was it?
One of the times I turned down Thai food because I had Thai food for dinner the night before.
Okay.
And another time I turned it down because it was a food that was a strange color. And even though it probably tasted good, I went, food shouldn't be that color.
Blue?
He'd
eat blue food.
It was more of a yellowish orange that didn't look like it wasn't something I wanted.
The name of the restaurant was Bile.
Right. So
it was Bile Duck. D-U-C-K.
So even though that sounds delicious, there was one or two days where I said, no, thank you. But shouldn't places experiment with this? This is a great idea.
It really depends on the size and breadth of the kitchen. Because, I mean, if you've got a space and you've got people that are willing to come in and do it, mm-hmm. food court-y type size spaces, that makes better sense.
Mm-hmm. Is it prepared? Do they bring it prepared?
I can't figure that part of it out.
There's a curtain. They're behind it. I don't know.
Right. There's some things that I'm not ready to see.
I didn't think they went back there and cooked because that seems like it would be very hard to change up every
day. My guess is if the restaurant is close enough, what they do is they probably prepare it at the restaurant and then bring it out like they do at a food fair. But like the day Wendy said, one day last week it was Jamaican food and I got jerk chicken and I got plantains and I got, there's a grapefruit soda called Ting that is very hard to find in the United States.
Everything's going to be all right.
Everything's going to be good, man. So I had all that and I loved it.
He was a happy little camper.
Oh, was I happy.
The pop-up thing is really, really, I love the concept and I think it's the kind of thing that could work almost anywhere, in any location that was relatively convenient.
Yeah.
Right? This isn't a place where a lot of people are. I think it's got some upsides on the restaurant side because let's say you really love that jerk chicken and maybe an ice cold Ting.
Yes.
And you're thinking, well, I'd like to get this tomorrow, but they won't be back for weeks, if ever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to head out there. And I think, too, even though it's a mystery for you and maybe me and the other diners, they probably give the restaurants a heads up. Maybe it's in the morning.
Probably.
Hey, can you show up here?
Right.
And so maybe they plan for it because the pop-ups are big and restaurants can mobilize for
that.
And that's the other thing, too. Our friends with Toasty Cheese, and they have two trucks now for Toasty Cheese, which is obviously food trucks and located mostly in the suburbs. But now in Schaumburg, they have a not-so-mobile eatery.
Mm-hmm.
But what is special about this space is that half of it is rental space. So people can come in 24 hours a day and rent that equipment.
Really?
Yeah, so
what's
set
the
up
not
with,
so mobile? Is it a, in a
it's
double
an actual
wide?
Store.
Oh.
It's
oh.
an actual, it's, oh. in a, it's in a strip mall type area. Gotcha. I went to the opening. It's great. You get all the grilled cheese that you know and love from Toasty Cheese. But what I love is the fact that they have this ability for kitchens and like, let's say bakers who can't do it out of their house because there's codes
yeah, right.
that don't allow them that. They're able to rent that space and they've got the racks and they have the ovens and they have the fryers. So you can create your product and
idea.
Get it out there. So this is a similar yeah. in that you have the space and the equipment that's already available and paid for. And then all you need to do is bring it in and utilize it.
But on a daily basis, that would be, I mean, I think a grilled cheese restaurant would be great. Now, do they have at this place, Bill, a suggestion box where let's say you go there, you try something, you're like, oh, this would be great for this, you know, Peruvian restaurant I know where yeah. you can suggest that stuff?
I've not seen that. I would imagine if I had the wherewithal to talk to somebody in management, something like that could happen. But here's what I've noticed in the weeks that they've been doing this. The number of people keeps increasing every week. So more and more people are savvy to it and liking it.
And it changes every single day.
Every day.
And you know how crowded it's going to be now that you've mentioned it? So you've screwed yourself.
And plus there's rats everywhere.
It's like lower it's like Lower Wacker. We don't talk about Lower Wacker.
Yeah.
It's a secret just for those of us who know.
As a comedian, you'll know this, Bill. Is there the equivalent of like Johnny Carson motioning you to come over to the couch?
Yes.
Like let's say it's really going good and the manager of the space says, hey, you know what? This is kind of, why don't you hang around tomorrow.
Do this a little more often.
Right,
I don't know if they set that in advance, if they say, hey, we've got
like
certain
QVC, like if this works, we'll
right.
do it again.
I have no idea. I just know like all of a sudden, because there's tons of good restaurants in the city, but I'm drawn to this every day. Like, wow, what's it going to be? It's a mystery.
It's a surprise.
Yeah.
Spinning the wheel.
Yeah.
Price is Right. You
and
don't know what you're going to get.
There's not been a single day where the food, I told you there were 2 days that I abstained.
You passed, yeah.
But every other day that I've had it, every day the food's been great.
Are these restaurants that you would then seek out?
Yeah, I would.
Well,
I
see, then something's
would.
Doing, they're doing something
wow.
right.
Yeah.
That's a true testament, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a little boy walking down the street with his cute little lunchbox when
he
comes
skips.
Back.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
Sometimes
yeah.
I do.
Yep. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's chocolate cake day. We will get into that.
Woo-hoo!
And we want to talk a little bit about, I guess Restaurant Week is winding up probably tomorrow or
no, isn't
next
it always? February 4th.
Next Thursday.
Oh, it's coming up?
And maybe
oh, I thought
it's
it was
still in... it's like a 2 week restaurant.
Oh,
week.
All right, good.
Yeah.
So we can talk about that a little bit too. Hannah and Dana here from Flavor HD, back after this. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Sugar. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder.
Oh, chocolate cake.
Along with Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD. It's funny you mentioned chocolate cake, Wendy, because it is chocolate cake day.
The studio smells of chocolate.
It's very pleasant. And you've brought in a delicious chocolate cake
in
from Portillo's.
In my opinion, the best chocolate cake anywhere.
What did I say when Kevin brought up it's chocolate cake day? I said, there better be a Portillo's chocolate cake somewhere around these here
and
parts.
It is.
I went through the drive-thru, the one over here on Ontario, and I ordered a chocolate cake at 10 a.m. I was the second person in the drive-thru line.
Mm.
I did. I paid for it with my own money. This
I think
is not
Larry
Wirtz
was in front of you because he was on Windy City Live with a Portillo's chocolate cake.
Yeah. They probably got it delivered. I had to pay for
did
it.
But did you hear some of the questions they were talking with Dick Portillo? It's like, oh, you wanted to make your name in hot dogs and beefs, but again, and unfortunately, you're so known and only for chocolate cake. And then mm-hmm. he's like, that's my grandma's recipe, or is it his mom? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Somebody
but,
in that family was
making
some cakes.
But the secret, shall we disclose the secret? We know the secret.
I know what it is.
Everybody knows it.
Love.
Mayo.
Yeah. Mayonnaise.
But
is
the chocolate
that,
mayonnaise
wait, really?
Cake has been around forever.
And the thing is... And
go
Dane
look
and
at
I
Betty
were,
Crocker's 1932 cookbook.
Dane and I were discussing this. Mayo, at its simplest form, is oil and eggs. And that's what you put in a cake.
This is the perfect time to flip the script. Here's what you do in the think tank process. As you say, what is it? I asked four people in the elevator on the way down, and they all said mayo. Here's what you do. As soon as people say mayo, instead of saying, ah, you go, that's what everybody thinks.
But...
And then you make it into something...
Miracle Whip.
It's ballpark not, mustard.
Right.
Not yeah. crystal meth. Or
I
anything.
Would not have ever guessed
different.
That there's... And yeah. what you said is true. The breakdown of mayonnaise is exactly that. But I would not have put that in any chocolate cake. That would not have made sense to me.
It makes it fantastic. And here's the thing that I like.
Moist.
Because,
yeah.
because for me, cake is merely the vehicle with which frosting gets into my mouth. And mm-hmm. I absolutely love their frosting.
They've got a good frosting delivery system.
Their chocolate frosting is fantastic.
It's pretty great. But now, Bill, here's the problem that I ask you. You don't like mayonnaise or anything involved with it. Are you going to stop eating chocolate cake from Portillo's?
When I'm done eating it, I will stop temporarily.
Well, I think, Bill, and you'll know this as a guy who loves customer service. I think when you're at the counter, you can just merely ask them to hold the mayonnaise.
Right. It's fun to ask that.
Mayonnaise on the side.
If you wouldn't mind.
And then you'll get an Oreo wafer. That's all they'll give you.
Here is the deal, though. The kind of cake that we were talking about, which is, of course, chocolate cake, has a history that dates back to 1764. Mm-hmm. 1764.
Holy.
Yeah. However, it wasn't until 1912 that it became the darker chocolate look that we know and love.
What was it prior? What were they doing?
It used to be
pale.
It was green, clear.
It was far more expensive, and it wasn't as easy to incorporate because of the way that they ground the cocoa beans.
Yeah.
So it was harder to incorporate. So it was a much lighter brown.
Mm. Well, but now, the same flavor, just a different color.
More tan
but
than
even,
brown.
Yes, but not nearly as much flavor because there wasn't as much in it. It was far more flour-based. Mm. It just had the essence of chocolate.
It was not chocorific.
It was not.
As doctors in the modern age are there to try to find cures for diseases and world hunger and things like that, back then they were trying to find things that to make things taste good. So it was, back in 1764, it was Dr. James what? Baker. That was his name.
Really?
Yeah, like Baker's chocolate.
Yeah. It all makes sense.
Look at it. You learn stuff every day.
It all makes sense. And Portillo's also has, in addition to their delicious chocolate cake, you can get it in milkshake form.
You can.
I don't know anyone else who does that.
Chocolate cake shake.
They have it.
Actually, you can Google. We did videos, I think, 2 years ago now, and Jeff Morrow came in from now Pork and Mindy's, but also Sandwich King Jeff Morrow, and he made his own version of the chocolate cake shake. And so you Google Flavor HD Jeff Morrow chocolate cake shake, and you will find that video on
WGN. Is that pretty tasty?
It did not suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
Jeff Morrow's name came up at our house last night. I made a late night grilled ham and cheese sandwich for Jimmy Mack.
He said,
you should be the sandwich queen. And I said, I can't.
I think there's an opening. Well,
no, he's married.
Sandwich queen when there's a sandwich king.
Well, no, you have to wait until he abdicates his throne.
Yeah, I don't know what the line of succession is, but we can
figure
it out.
I'll get in touch with him.
It's confusing. Yeah. So we want to wish everybody a happy and certainly a safe chocolate cake day.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, eat in moderation.
That's all you can
And you can get it by the slice there, so go do it. Treat yourself.
Absolutely, but I will tell you, the entire chocolate cake, $21.
That's
and if
bad.
You do the quick math on how much you're paying per slice, it's a better deal to just buy the whole darn thing.
Right. And drop one.
That's for the big Portillo's name brand cake. But the people over at Costco make a mean chocolate cake as well. And if you want a cake that will be super chocolatey, it's super giant, tastes great, and will last you weeks.
Mm-hmm. Like that's your answer.
I've
Costco had the Costco. Up. That's pretty good, and Costco's, Sam's Club too. I gotta say,
yeah, Costco's bakery is pretty solid. I do want to reference the fact that Wendy just talked about dropping a piece of chocolate cake. There will be a video, maybe now, up at WGNRadio.com of a piece of chocolate cake that is now sitting there waiting for someone who just doesn't care to
eat. I just want to alert Adele that her billion mark on YouTube will be surpassed easily by that video. So good luck, Adele.
Hello.
Yeah. Chicago Restaurant Week. What do we need to know?
If there is one item on a menu, right, that deserves its own restaurant week, I think the Portillo's chocolate cake might be one, right, where it could have its own restaurant week.
Sure.
Well, more and more restaurants are getting in on it. They had advertised on their site 250 restaurants involved in Chicago Restaurant Week. Talking with Jason over there at Choose Chicago, they actually had 354. So more and more restaurants getting involved every year with Chicago Restaurant Week. And it goes until next Thursday, so there's still time to get involved. And the great thing about it is it's got set pricing. So prefix menus, lunch 22, dinners either 33 or 44, and restaurants in all the different neighborhoods. You've got, Andersonville, Hyde Park. You've got all of your, West Loop, all the ones that you know and love, plus a lot of extra, but Bridgeport, and price points all over the place for restaurants.
Wait, explain what that means. There's a fixed price, so you go into a restaurant anywhere in the city, and there's
not anywhere, but 354 different
and one
places.
One of the participating ones? Okay.
And ChooseChicago.com, there's a list of all the different places. But you go in, and you don't need to make reservations, although it's recommended, but it's not necessarily required. And you show up, and what they're able to do is put together a menu of items that that they want, that the chef puts together. It's either 22 for lunch, or either 33 or 44. It doesn't include gratuity, and it doesn't include, if you're going to have a bunch of tequila drinks or some beers or some tings, right?
Yes, you're not ordering off the menu. This, you walk in and they give you what they give you.
Okay. Yeah.
But these are great opportunities to check out some restaurants all the way from, so some of the pastoral guys have something up in Andersonville, also to Intro. Remember Intro we had here, which has different chefs come in. So you've got elevated restaurants on the high end and you've got some nice ma and pa ones on the other side.
And don't be scared off because it's crowded because it's restaurant week, because Naha just actually tweeted, yes, it's restaurant week and yes, we're crowded, but we have space at the bar. So you can call up and go to your favorite restaurant anyway. Just look on their Twitter or their Facebook or just give them a call and see if they still have spaces.
And for some restaurants like that, that maybe you haven't gotten to go to, but you know and love and would like to try out, but also brand new ones like Cherry Circle Room over at the Chicago Athletic Club. Mm-hmm. That's a new restaurant that's there. This may be the opportunity to get over there, check it out on a budget.
Do it.
Alpana Singh, she had a restaurant that she opened up. She came in here and remember she touted
boarding
she had
the hamburgers
and then the other one. Yeah,
Seven Lions is the one, and that is a new addition. I'm glad you mentioned it, Wendy. That's a new addition to Restaurant Week as well. So it's right there, right across from
she
the
She said she has the best hamburger, and once we have one, we'll never go anywhere else. So we should take her up during Restaurant Week.
Just saying, as long as it's on the menu.
Hannah, you just mentioned about eating. You have the option to eat at the bar. Are you a fan of this? Is this a good thing in restaurants?
I do. I like it when I can sneak past a huge line. I don't necessarily need the fancy of sitting at a table. Yeah. If I'm hungry and I walk in and there's spots at the bar, do it.
I like it if it's just the two of us, if it's my wife and I someplace. But if we're out with people and they say, hey, we've got four or five spots at the bar, you can
take. That's different because it impairs conversation.
Yeah.
And if you have kids under 21, you can't sit at the bar with them.
No, they're constantly trying to serve them. It gets awkward.
No,
yeah, but if you're just having food, what's the difference?
You just send them over to the gambling machine or the.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Go buy me some cigarettes.
Right.
Yeah,
that's how we grew up.
That's right. And on a night where the Blackhawks might be playing, except for last night, it's
how
not
about,
a bad thing.
You know why
thing.
They we're played off, like that last night? Because Adele was playing. They played Hello. That is not a hockey song. It made our guy. We have heavy metal at the United Center.
Right. It made them lackadaisical.
Yeah. It was like, I'm going to go take a nap.
There could be something to that. Guys, happy restaurant week. Happy chocolate cake day. Boy, the holidays just stock up
this
time of year.
It's
crazy. It's Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD. Their website is flavorhd.com. We'll take a quick break and then Kim Gordon with the news. Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.